Preface. 60% of the world's youth lies in Asia Pacific, that is more than 750 million young people between the ages of 15 to 24. 19%, or roughly 1 in every 5 persons, is young. This is a vital group that will drive development and rise in our countries and in our region. To invest this key group with knowledge, capacities and life skills often ensures that countries will be able to realize these fruits in the future. An essential aspect of this investment must be comprehensive sexuality education. Comprehensive sexuality education imparts critical information and skills for life. These not only include knowledge on pregnancy prevention and safe sex, but also understanding bodies and boundaries, relationships and respect, diversity and consent. Countless research reports prove the effectiveness of CSE in terms of self-reported risk behavior, such as delayed initiation of sex, decreased frequency of sex, fewer partners, and increased use of condoms and/or other forms of contraception. But more than that, access to comprehensive sexuality education is grounded in the fundamental human rights of having the right to education, the right to health, the right to sexuality, and moreover, the right to non-discrimination, the right to privacy, all of which, on the overall impacts, the right to life. A denial of comprehensive sexuality education constitutes a denial of these fundamental rights. In most countries in Asia, implementation is far from sufficient, as the components of CSE are either completely omitted or diluted due to complexities associated with implementations. These complexities acquire many forms, namely bureaucratic shifts and changes within relevant ministries, while the challenges within the administrative and pedagogic dimension see a disconnect from the development of context-specific CSE curricula to how they are imparted within the schools and out of schools. Additionally, the stigma on the centrality of sexuality is feared to stir up premature sexual activities among young people. These complexities are fueled and shaped by religious strongholds, which provide advice on moral, behavioral, and cultural codes of society. ARO recognizes these gaps as well as the importance on the implementation of CSE for young people in the region. ARO has been working ceaselessly with our partners who have provided national research and evidence to substantiate this regional brief. This brief aims to provide an overview on the status of the implementation of CSE within Asia, drawing specifically to 11 countries from South, Southeast and Central Asia. It further analyses the current laws and policies on the status of CSE while presenting the gaps, challenges and barriers on its implementation. Furthermore, the brief also posits recommendations for the improvement of the existing policies, which would enable progressive action by governments, policymakers, duty bearers, non-governmental bodies, and other stakeholders. We hope that this brief will help nuance the imminent situation on the implementation of CSE while recognizing the policy and structural changes that need to take place in order to build a more resilient and promising future for our young people. 7 and 5. Hanan Iran, ARO Executive Director. Page 8.